This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado has had a hot summer so far. Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson says the heat wave is caused by a big bubble of hot air.
It's a big high-pressure system, if you will. And so this big heat dome builds. And you get a lot of sunshine, don't get a lot of moisture, you don't get enough cloud cover, so you get more sunshine, the ground gets drier, the ground gets hotter, and it's a cycle that just builds on itself. And it's not until you can get some type of a strong storm system to come in and break down that heat dome that you'll see a real break in the heat wave.
Nelson says monsoon moisture is likely next month. This week brings a little relief, too. In Denver and Colorado Springs, late-day rain is possible for the next few days, with highs mostly in the 80s. Tourism is bouncing back in southern Colorado after a huge drop early in the pandemic. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports a new study from the State Tourism Office shows big upswings for some areas.
The San Luis Valley saw a 23% increase in direct travel spending when comparing 2019 to 2021. Colorado Tourism Office Director Tim Wolf says the area appealed to both Coloradans and people in neighboring states who wanted to take road trips instead of flying.
Vaccinations were still coming together at the beginning of 2021, so social distancing was important in the outdoor space.
Wolf says urban areas like Colorado Springs and Denver that rely more on business and convention travelers rebounded last year too, but haven't yet returned to pre-pandemic levels. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Starting this week, police are increasing seatbelt enforcement. CDOT says only 86% of Coloradans regularly buckle up, and it's even lower in some rural areas. More than 100 unbuckled people have been killed on Colorado roads so far this year. This is CPR News and KRCC.